Valentine's Day is this week, a day of giving candy, flowers, and trinkets to the one you hold closest to your heart. It's really St. Valentine's Day, a day of remembrance for the patron saint of courtly love, a day rooted in the life and example of a man. Well, they actually think it was two men, one priest and one bishop, but who lived in the later half of the 3rd century. Okay, I've stretched the facts a bit. They're pretty sure St. Valentine is a combination of two people, which is not uncommon when it comes to saints. They do know Valentine lived in the latter half of the 3rd century, but other than knowing that both were martyred and buried in a cemetery on the Via Flamina north of Rome, that's all they really know. Who Valentine really was and why he is the saint, it's all based on legend. I have to admit that it is my least favorite holiday. I really need to throw up some air quotes. My least favorite holiday of the year. I'm not sure if I dislike it so much because it comes 6 days before my wife's birthday, or if I don't like it because it is a day of obligation. Obligation that is Hallmark card, chocolate candy, FTD flower shop, day of obligation. Valentine's Day, being so close to my wife's birthday, requires me to follow the societal norm in order to be deemed a good and faithful husband. It also requires me to do my best not to combine the events into one, thus keeping me from having to produce not only one, but two perfect gifts so close together. As for Valentine's Day being a Hallmark card and FTD day of obligation, well, let's just say I'm not a big fan. This year, the 14th of February, is even more tangled with choices. This year, the extravagant and indulgent spending of Valentine's Day falls on Ash Wednesday, a day of simplicity, fasting, and prayer. As Christians, this requires us to pause, ponder, and maybe even pray in order to help us choose between the conundrum of engaging in a societal day of obligation, one that is actually easy to find success with, or engaging in a holy day of obligation, one that is not easy at all to fully embrace. I'm glad I don't have to make this choice every year. The last time it happened was 1945, and before that, 1934 and 1923, three times in the last 118 years. Some of you may remember this happening before, but for the most of us, we have never had to choose between the smoothness of silk cloth and the roughness of sackcloth on February 14th. In today's gospel reading from Mark, we find some difficult choices as well. The gospel tells us that Jesus took with him Peter and James and John, and they went up a high mountain to be apart from themselves. And it was there that something happened to Jesus. He was transfigured. His clothes became so dazzling white, the whitest that can be imagined. And then appeared with him Elijah and Moses. They were talking with Jesus. And then Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us make three dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." It says he didn't know what to say because he was terrified. But then a cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud there came a voice. "This is my son, the beloved. Listen to him." For Peter, James, and John, things just got real. It was so real, it was described as even being terrified. It's terrifying for them. I think they were terrified because here before them stood Jesus in the whitest clothes imaginable, and he was talking to the two powerhouse figures of their ancient faith. Whatever was going to happen from this point forward was not going to be easy. Peter knew that whatever came next on this journey of faith, it would be so overwhelming, and he didn't know if he could handle it. So Peter tried to stay in the moment. He suggested building three dwellings so this mountaintop could become the sacred ending spot for everyone's sacred journeys of faith. He could stay there and tend to these holy prophets, teachers, and servants of God. Peter was choosing to play it safe. He wanted to take the easy path. But this choice was decided for Peter. Jesus was not to stay on the mountain. The next choice the disciples were faced with was probably the most difficult of all. Then a cloud overshadowed them, and from the cloud there came a voice, "This is my Son, the Beloved. Listen to him." When they go off the mountain, will they obey the voice of God? They have a choice. Will they obey that voice of God that says, "Listen to Jesus. Listen." We are faced with these same choices every day. What will we choose today? Or Ash Wednesday, or even every ordinary yet holy day that follows? Will we choose to seek the easy and safe path, one that society dictates? Or will we choose to follow the voice of God and listen to the one that we truly strive to hold closest to our hearts? The choice to listen to Jesus is the most difficult thing that we as Christians do. Out in the real world, that is out beyond these sacred walls, where we believe everybody belongs, everybody can be authentic, can be themselves. No, out there in the real world, it's hard and it's dangerous. Jesus was transfigured on the mountaintop, but we're transfigured and transformed off the mountain, away from the comfortable choices. We are transformed where there is pain, suffering, and brokenness. As a community of believers, we enter into the darkness of the passion and the painful journey to Jerusalem. It is there that we become a people of the resurrection. We can't just hang with Jesus, drinking the good wine at the wedding feast, and we can't just celebrate the waving of the palms in a parade. We can't just hang on to the comfort we receive in sharing in our sacred meal of the real presence of Christ. We have to spend time in the desert wrestling with our own temptations and face our own evils. We have to walk through the fear of the unknown. We have to face our shortcomings of falling asleep with Jesus when Jesus has asked us to stay up and pray. We have to control our anger and violence when we are faced with betrayal, like Jesus did. We have to have enough faith in him and faith in our relationship with each other not to deny Jesus three times. Yet, when we do, we have to accept forgiveness and continue our journey. We have to endure the pain of watching others suffer. And we have to find the courage not to run away for a minute and hide, but we have to be there and show empathy, be present in those difficult situations that make us uncomfortable and maybe even terrified. We can't be transformed by the death and new life if we close our eyes to it or watch it from afar. We have to embrace it right there in the moment, maybe even at the foot of the cross. I can't help but wonder if God set up the calendar this way as a wake-up call for us to obey the Word of God. As a reboot, maybe, for us to listen to the one we hold closest to our hearts. Amen.